time.
Hey. We're back with another episode of In the Clouds.
Dude,
we got the OG squad.
Go around saying names.
Yo.
Sure enough. You know, I'm Nicky Six out here. Nick, you know.
Colton.
Any nicknames?
Schmuddy.
No pronouns, of course. T-Torg, Tyler.
T-Boner.
T-Boner, yeah. Friends call me T-Boner.
T-Rad, you've called yourself T-Boner.
Hey, yeah, you.
T-Rad.
That's low-key copy right there. You copying him a little bit?
Oh, shit. Didn't even realize that.
Corey.
I don't think he's ever called you T-Torg in your life.
Never.
Never.
That's just we call you Snapchat. Corey. We call you Corey.
TTT, Corey, T-Bone even.
T-Bone. We just never called you T-Torg.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Where did you come up with that?
You just make a nickname up for yourself?
I might have pulled that one out of right field.
It's either it came out of right field or pulled it out of your ass. Yeah.
I didn't know which one I wanted to do.
So, pulled it out of right
so field. So Tyler's off to the bad start.
Yeah, y'all. It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Dude, any viewers we just had recently just heard podcast.
Oh, God.
Alyssa will be listening. Shout out,
sorry,
Alyssa.
Guys.
She's geeking, but she's like, holy
allow
shit.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
What?
Jeez. We gotta
maybe just get started.
Yeah, yeah, we're started. 1:45 in. We have nothing.
Gotta start. Tyson.
Summer's kind of coming to an end, honestly. Like, honestly, I was just thinking, like, shit flew by, like,
100%.
Much faster than
I was just
last
recently
summer.
Thinking about, dude, even high school. Just today, I was thinking, like, how fast it went, how we were in COVID for a year.
Yeah, in a year already, over a year.
Oh, did you see masks might come back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm simply not wearing them.
That would be...
K through 12 has to wear them at school.
No way. They just passed it?
Oh, my God, we're going to have to see you, bro.
Didn't I see something about, like, quarantine? If it doesn't get better, we're going back into quarantine, too? Anyone see that?
Yeah. What's the variant called? Delta? Is that like...
Bro, I swear to God, if I
have to wear a mask, K through 12. You will down the city in a lot of places.
100%.
Hennepin Tech's in home and stuff.
I'll be everywhere.
Oh, wait, you're on a Hennepin Tech?
I think so.
Dude. What happened to SMSU 24?
Yeah, it's in your bio.
I don't know if I'm going to keep pursuing that.
Pulling the Jake Rasmussen right there.
So what are you, wait, so what
I mean,
are you
I was...
Now?
Dude, I can show you the
class. You're going there. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
So wait, what are you doing? Hennepin Tech?
Gonna just take a year. Since I'm ahead, I'd be a junior this year technically. I'm just gonna do carpentry because I'm kind of liking construction. So, and then I'm gonna learn how to like do real estate and flip houses probably.
Even if you're a year ahead, you're just gonna drop the whole.
Well, if I don't like framing stuff like that, then I can just come back and I'll basically be.
Wouldn't that just be a waste of a year class though?
No, it's like a typical 4-year degree I'd be getting with a 1-year extra knowledge of framing and building shit and. Stairs, concrete, stuff like that, footings.
True.
Just a nice life skill to have, I don't know.
Can you double major?
It's going to be tough. Class every day to 8 to 3. I don't have any homework, though. It's lit.
If you went to tech?
If I went to tech, yeah.
Yeah, double major would be a lot of work.
So, my God.
Ton. I don't even have one major yet.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
For real.
You're just doing your generals, Tyson.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing yet.
That's what I'm doing. Let's be real.
Wait, what's your plan after 2 years at North Hennepin?
I haven't really decided, honestly. I'll give it a year and then figure it out. Kind of depends what I'm going to do with coaching. I think if I keep coaching the 7th grade.
Yeah, T-Rad's a big coach. Honestly,
he's on the rise.
Did you have your St. Michael interview?
Yeah.
Really?
Big,
how'd it go?
On the come up, Coach T.
Talk about the gossip on here, but doing pretty good.
Coach T-Rad.
I think I got the 7th grade job again. Which is pretty
nice. What has he get? Is he doing it? Or?
Oh, Ozzy, yeah, might be. Didn't he like get an interview or whatever? Or like try to?
So. Okay, I don't really know what happened with him.
I didn't even know he was trying to be coach. So.
Is he going to North Hennepin too?
What?
Is he going to North Hennepin too?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Joey both.
Okay.
Where is Joey going to live this year with you?
Yeah, I think we're getting an apartment now. Because we were going to get a townhouse, but my dad was going to buy one. But the problem is the housing market's so high right now that
so
if you
high.
Buy a
oh,
house
yeah.
and you try to flip it in like 2 years, it's going to drop
for
a bunch,
sure.
So we'll lose a ton of money. So my dad said it just wouldn't really work for this year. He said if we would have done it last year, he would have for sure done it because it was low housing market.
For sure.
But like now this year is so high.
Dude.
Even if you rent it out? afterwards.
Well, you're going to buy.
Well, we'd rent it to me, and my dad doesn't want to deal with, like, random renters because you have to, like, even though you have, like, a damage deposit, like, if they were to just, like, up and destroy the house, like, you wouldn't get any money for it. You know what I mean?
You
like,
have insurance. You start a company.
Contract.
LLC.
But, yeah, but insurance costs money. It, on a house like that, insurance is a they'll decent amount.
Just up the rent.
What?
I mean, if you up the rent.
From yeah, but, I mean, you can't just up it to more than what they would pay.
Yeah.
So if you could get $1,500 out of it, you can't just say $1,700 so then I can pay for insurance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're renting to random people. You don't know who it is. He just doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, that's a lot of work. Buying a house right now, market is insane, but I believe it's going to crash like, within the next 6 months to a year. It's going to be the biggest crash we've ever seen in our lives. Much in 2008.
So what? Just case.
What TikTok really? Did you see that?
No.
You think
the amount of forbearances, if you guys know what those are? There are people not paying their houses, like house payments. In 2008, it was 2 million people. It's at 4 million right now.
Jeez.
And
they're not paying for their house?
Yeah. Because of COVID. They got a COVID like relief. This is just fat. Like, you can look, it's like mainstream news. Like, that was on
Fox. So why would it crash?
But yeah, they because just save up money, wouldn't they?
The COVID relief, where they didn't have to pay their housing, like their health payment, it's like getting broken off. Like, it was in, like, I think August.
But since they didn't have to pay it off for a year or two, wouldn't they have just gained a ton of money to be able to pay their next mortgage once it comes back?
I mean, maybe, but a lot of people were spending that stimmy money, right?
I feel like you wanted people were saving it. They didn't have a job.
And you had to.
4 million people are not going to be allowed to do that.
Like, didn't you have to afford the house before COVID, too?
I mean, maybe.
You think they'd have money.
So that's just a complete assumption. If
no, it's not. It's not.
Well, if it's a
dude, if people you still make. I mean, you guys. I know. Your parents made their payments, probably.
Yeah, but that's. But I'm saying, if you didn't have to pay it, a lot of people probably just didn't want to pay it because they weren't have a job.
A lot of people
time.
Just don't. I don't know. There's not a lot of people working, and there's no way.
I mean, I just think that's completely up to COVID.
Okay, I mean, that's all right.
I mean, there's no statistics.
I mean, yeah,
and the shortage from China is unreal. You look in any car parking lot, it's gone. RVs, nothing. They're not producing right now. Nothing is getting. We're going to be exports.
Yeah, there's a shortage.
We're usually exports. We're going to be imports for the first time in over 100 years. We always export shit, but we're not, like, making anything. We're not getting, like, shit for, like, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Trucks are 2 years out, like. They've never been like that. You could go.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe you, but what does that have to do with the housing market?
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's the whole industry,
like every
business industry. Everything's just
exports and imports. I mean, business,
lumber's up. Lumber's up.
And
wait, but why would it crash?
Everything is so inflated right now. All like lumber's up 100%. Steel.
So you're saying we're just going to get a huge abundance of resources soon?
Once we crash, I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We won't get a bunch, but
But that's what I'm saying. It would only crash if we got an abundance of resources to where
it would only crash. You're saying?
Yeah.
Did I hear that right, crowd? Audience, did you hear that? Could you get a replay?
Yeah. So what? It would only crash if we got abundance of resources because right now everything's backed up. It wouldn't crash. Everything's at a high price.
Yeah, so nothing's being imported.
Exactly. So the only way that it would
nothing's being made.
Right now. I'm beyond lost now.
So the only way that it would crash is if we started making a high amount of stuff like vehicles.
We're not gonna, bro.
So then it won't crash. That's what
it's gonna crash.
Yeah, keep
China owns us. We're slowly moving to communism.
How would it crash if the demand for cars and houses and everything is just getting higher?
It can't sustain that rate. No, people aren't going to be able to afford to pay for all those
$80,000
trucks. Like, dude, my cousin bought a 2016
Ram. So then
Ram.
They would become
listen, listen.
That's what I'm saying.
He bought his truck for $53,000 a year ago. The dealership offered him $74,000 for it. And he said, well, okay, what can you give me? They have nothing. They have no trucks.
But what I'm saying,
every single one is ordered out.
I get what he's saying. The price is going to keep just getting jacked.
No one can.
People won't be able to afford it anymore.
You just can't.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be backed up.
Yes, it would. That's the whole thing of a crash.
How would it be backed up if people can't afford to buy it? That makes literally no sense.
Because nothing's selling.
No money's coming in.
Dude, there's cars being made, though. They're just in a small
amount. No, they're not. Nothing's being made. Dude, this is like factual.
There's zero cars being made in the entire U.S. So I'm going to look that up.
Okay, no, I didn't say that.
You said there's nothing being made.
How would there be a recession? Because obviously they
dude, stuff would not be backed up if you're saying people can't afford it. Think about it logically.
All the car parts.
Just declined.
Who is that?
All the car parts, bro. She's smoking.
She called me, too.
Yeah, she's high. oh shit! All the, yeah, dude, every car part we have basically is come, all parts are coming from China. And we're not getting stuff from China, is what I'm saying.
Why?
Because we're not on good terms. We're in a war.
Here's my
point. If we want to get deep on COVID, I can get deep on that.
We're in a war with China.
We're in war.
About this logically, bro. If I was selling candy bars to you guys, I had 10 candy bars, right?
Yeah. Here we go.
Well, it's because you don't know any facts, bro. You're saying the dumbest shit. Listen, if I had 10 candy bars.
I work in the industry. I work in, like.
That literally means nothing. Okay. I'm sorry. You know nothing about housing. You work in housing and all this stuff.
Construction is housing, bro. What the fuck do you, like.
You're in the housing economy.
Exactly. I'm here. I talk about this stuff all the time with people that I don't even know that are saying the same shit. My dad has investors and real estate people that.
Then why are you saying nothing that makes sense? You haven't explained one reason why it's going to crash. You said because we're not importing stuff. That's all you said.
I've clearly said we're not getting stuff from China. We don't have the supplies to make shit. The prices are going up.
Okay, why aren't we getting stuff from China?
We're not on good terms. We're not on good terms, bro.
So that's what I'm saying, though. Realistically, how are we going to go down if everything just keeps going up in price, bro? Think about it like this.
I've already tried explaining it.
You're not making any sense. Listen, if I'm selling candy bars to you guys and I have 10 candy bars, if I keep raising the price, bro, and it's on back order because you guys want candy bars so bad,
but
eventually it hits a price, right? And then you guys don't want to buy it, so it's not on back order. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but there's no back order when stuff isn't coming in.
He said there's a back order. He said everything's on back order.
Back order is something that's not coming in. It's never not coming in.
Back order is when people are over purchasing before it even comes in. So then when it comes in, it sells instantly.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what a back order is. 100%, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Okay, you're right.
We just don't know when stuff's coming in.
The words Tyler's using are contradicting himself. He's saying everything's on back order, therefore we're going to crash. That doesn't make sense at all.
Everything's on back order, so we're not getting anything in, right? They're saying it's on back order, but we're not going to get stuff.
Why won't?
Back order means they ordered it, and so when it comes in, it instantly goes to them, not to a dealer.
That's what I'm saying. They're not getting it.
And what I'm saying is, how can it crash if everything is on back order and instantly selling as soon as the dealership buys
100%.
It?
The dealership is not going to get the cars.
So then they can't sell anything. How are they selling on back orders?
They're not. This is what I'm saying. They're back ordered for 2 years. Like, this is what they're saying.
That's back order, bro.
They're ordered. Sorry. They're ordered for 2 years. Nothing. No one can get cars. You can't go into a dealership and get a car. You can get, I guess you can get like foreign cars, BMWs, Audis, because they're not from China. But every truck, every other car, Toyota, all that shit. You can't get parts. They're not importing to us. Therefore, the people are just ordering in store and saying, yeah, you can get your car in 2 years, whatever.
We're completely cut ties with China?
I mean,
I find that hard to believe. We'll find it.
Well, there's other stuff, cut ties, just bad terms.
That made sense, what he said.
If we're on bad terms, why would they sell us less but still sell us? They would either do none
or
no. They're not selling us.
Okay,
yeah.
so that's 100% factual. I can look it up right now. China has cut off ties with the U.S.
That's going to be mainstream media. I never tell you.
I was just trying to explain what he said. I don't know.
And it's not 100% cut off, but it's. I mean, I never said it was 100% cut off. I never said that. I said we're on horrible terms. We're going to war.
I just said, wouldn't they cut off all ties? And you just said, we are cut off.
Wait, how are we in World War
III? I was just listening to this. I can pull up the video.
Yeah, no, you don't got to pull up the video. Just explain it. World War III.
Yeah, this is...
How?
World War III.
How?
This is... Obviously, you guys aren't going
to... I mean, dude, they want to know. Holy shit.
Yeah, bro. They're freaking out, saying their friend is puking. Someone's phone is in the lake. Someone's phone is dead. Another person's phone is cracked. And someone else is yakking their brains out and they want to come here because they can't bring
home.
Oh my gosh. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Literally a negative 1,000,000% chance.
Really?
Sophia, if you're listening to this, absolutely no chance.
Really?
Okay, let her go to your house. Let her go to your
house. I would if I was in. No chance.
My grandparents aren't home.
Five people.
Aren't home.
Oh, how many people is it?
Exactly.
Like five. You made someone drunk drive from your own house.
100%. You told Ava Nick home drinking an hour.
She wasn't even that. She said she had two shots. God. Ava Nickley, you even said, if you're listening, she said, I can drive. Trust me.
She said, okay, then drive.
Because you were pushing her to drive.
I told him five times. Yeah. No. And he said, no, she's fine. Let her drive.
She was 17. She shouldn't have one shot.
You know. If she would have drank and drive and got in a car,
you guys would have
someone went to jail. You know that, right?
You
just okay, yeah, that was my one bad moment.
One bad moment.
She only dude, so had a
where,
couple.
Where are they anyway, Colton? I'm confused.
I have no idea, bro.
And yeah, are they high or drunk or what?
Beats me. Beats me.
Something. But Tyler, I'm interested in this World War III stuff here.
What? You said World War III now?
Yeah, you said we're in World War III. So I want to hear
we're why. In it? Like, how so? People like that aren't, I don't want to say woke, but I mean just.
What happens?
Can you just explain it?
What would you do if you got drafted?
It's not really like that. It's like more of a.
No, I know, but if it was a real war and you got drafted, what would you?
I'm not going.
You have to. It's against the law.
So you'd have to flee the country if you don't.
Probably will. I mean, there's plenty of people that will volunteer. I mean, and I think there's something my dad said with my grandpa being in Vietnam. He could say he doesn't want me going in. Honestly.
What?
Like since my I'd be grandfathered out of the.
I don't think that's a thing.
Is that a thing?
Maybe. I feel like maybe something. But.
What if there was no way out and you couldn't flee the country?
You'd have to. You'd have to go.
The country and they're coming to my house and. Gun to my head, then well maybe I'll.
But there's
you
a couple.
Fight him he said maybe yeah. I'd fight. Maybe
fight a couple things. First of all, you could pay him off. You could pay him off a certain amount. I don't know what the price was, but back then you could pay him off. Yeah. Yeah, if you got drafted and you were rich enough, you could pay the government.
Well, but I mean, dude, there's ways.
The other thing is just flee.
All you have to say is no. If you have underlying health conditions or an injury,
but you don't, and there's military, they know that.
Yeah, you can get that ankle.
It's the U.S. government.
Ways around it, bro.
What if he rolled his ankle in war?
He was screaming.
Someone's laying next to him, half blown up from a grenade. And Tyler's got a rolled ankle.
Who?
My God.
She puked in like the car.
Oh my God.
Damn, bro. Yeah, some people are just. Okay, so are we still on this World War III?
Yeah, this podcast is horrid right now, guys.
Sorry, guys, yeah.
No, we've had some good topics. For sure. Do we want to cover the Dubai thing? That the government's using drones to make rain?
And poison them to kill them, right, Tyler?
Do you think that's good or bad, Tyler?
No comment.
Why? I mean, if they're coming out and saying it, like, what it's for?
I mean... Probably, yeah, it's a decent idea as long as they don't put shit in the rain like they put in chemtrails.
So if it was just straight H2O.
Like straight purified H2O, sure.
Purified
H2O. Like good water.
What if it was unpurified H2O?
I mean,
rainwater is not purified. I mean, naturally, but, like, really it's not. Lake water and shit, so it's not, like, drinkable.
It's chemtrail rain.
Oh, my God.
I bet chemtrails aren't
rain with bombs. This.
They can make that. They can make that happen. But if... Yeah. CCP, though, wow.
What? The CCP?
The World War III thing, though, it's... Yeah.
You think we're headed towards World War III?
If not, in it, yeah.
I mean, dude, you have to back it. Why?
So,
it
can't be World War III. You know how they said China and Wuhan had a leak of the virus?
Yeah.
There's no leaks. They came to Southern California and were like, there's videos of this, of them like wiping, getting stuff out of a like vial and wiping it on products at like supermarkets.
So you don't think it leaked on it?
In the Chinese black market, they had like, the people would post the videos to know that they did it or whatever. And we got like videos of it. And like a month later, when they started finding out, people started seeing it, they cut it off, all the videos. But you can see them, like, they were vividly...
So the videos are gone?
Yeah, they're wiped.
Why wouldn't we just declare war publicly?
We might be. If it keeps getting worse like this.
Well, like, why wouldn't we have already?
They have some missiles.
China?
We met fuck China. I'm pretty sure we have...
Their technology is pretty great, that people like...
We have like 10 times the amount of missiles that anyone else in the entire
world. Yeah, they
world
say
has.
That, but.
Dude, we're the only country to drop nukes.
I mean, you're damn right.
US. We're America.
You say, fuck up.
We have the most allies by far, too.
But China has the most people, and their people don't get an option.
Not including all our allies. We have way more people.
The CCP doesn't fuck around.
What's that?
Bro.
China Communist Party.
If China. Who does real? China have as an ally?
Oh, they got Southeast. I mean, maybe Southeast allies.
They could get Russia.
Russia.
I don't think Russia's allies. I'm pretty sure they're
anyone
allies.
Know? Just, you know.
I'm pretty sure China literally has no
who
allies.
Who did they have in the last war, bro?
Like,
let us know who you think
Japan.
Had a war.
Yeah.
USA, China.
They dropped bombs like Hiroshima.
Yeah,
Nick,
Germany, UK, us,
France,
Canada, maybe? France. Yeah, we would destroy that. It wouldn't be close. We get Trump back, and then we'll have North Korea.
I mean, yeah, that's what I was just going to comment.
It would
the
be
only place that could take us on is really North Korea. They got some shit, bro.
No chance, bro.
Let's be real.
We would kill North Korea in like 0.2 seconds.
North Korea would
be a battle. It'd be a battle. No. 10-year battle.
Man. They would shoot a rocket. They would shoot that shit down so fast, and their whole country would be up in flames.
They're so much smarter than China, bro.
Dude, those guys got big hearts.
I'm sorry, we would destroy them.
I watched the interview. I can tell.
If Kim Jong-un is fucking listening, we will fuck you up.
Hey, dude, you have Kim Jong-un in your bedroom.
That doesn't mean I think he'd kill the United
watching
States.
You sleep. He wouldn't. He'd be a good guy.
He would.
Listen to Fireworks by Katy Perry.
Yeah. He's literally basing it off him.
Yeah.
For sure, bro.
The only knowledge about North Korea he knows from Dave Skylark. That's it.
Fuck yeah, that's Dave fucking Skylark. Peanut butter and jellies.
just let Nick know that he's mad, or not mad, wrong. Sorry, viewers.
You
gotta
stop mumbling your word.
Shit. Need some water.
Long day.
Long day, you said.
Work, basketball got me drained.
How long has this been? 21
But
minutes.
Yeah,
at least another 40.
Mm-hmm. So, let's hop on chemtrails here.
Oh, God.
Just like...
No, what about... So, are we done with Dubai? Viewers, let us know what you think.
You got... You
what else do we talk? Like,
did you think it was good, bad?
I think it's good.
Well, there's another bad thing going in Dubai. And, well, it's not Dubai. It's another, Southeast country. They're trying to create... Well, they're trying to get the city that... I forgot what city. I saved the video. It's on Instagram. They're trying to get a city to go, no vehicles. All, the transportation is underground subways. And, you just go everywhere provided by the government. And, just make it so you have no car. They're trying to pass that right now.
So it'd be a law?
But how small is the country? If people are...
It's gotta be a
small
country.
If people had to walk everywhere...
No, they got, so many underground,
road. Why are they trying to get rid of cars? Just
control.
But if you could walk everywhere,
obesity
rates could be low.
No car crashes.
Yeah, Wi-Fi Tyson.
No car crashes. Yeah.
Loki, it's all that idea.
No pollution from the cars.
Just make life so much harder.
I mean, yeah, it'd be inconvenient.
It would just depend on how many subways you have.
Honestly, people's shit on the U.S., people who live here. But honest to God, living in another country would be...
Oh, yeah.
Much worse.
You gotta get
scary.
I'd go to Russia or France.
You'd go to Russia? It's a dictator.
I mean, they... No, maybe...
There's
Britain,
no way
maybe,
you're
maybe
sick.
Britain.
I was gonna say, if you think the government's corrupt here, Russia is probably the most...
I'm going... I forgot what country. I think it's Britain that bans GMOs.
Nah, bro, you gotta go to Norway in that
case.
That's my out.
Yeah, Denmark.
Honestly, I'm going to Costa Rica.
I couldn't.
No war since 140 years.
Still, that's
militia,
poverty, though, and
you can get a nice house.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Forgot Paul.
If any country decided to raid you, though, you're dead.
I mean, they're not. There's no beef with Costa Rica. There's been no.
Yeah,
for 140.
If they want land, you're dead.
Dead. Where are you gonna go?
No, you're dead. I mean, there's no and if or buts. You're dead. You're going to be a war.
No one's going to come for Costa Rica.
That's what I mean,
anything can happen. Anything can happen.
Who would want to come during where you can get massive land from China?
North Korea.
Because China would be tough to take down.
Yeah, anybody could decide to want to just expand and take
it. Well, Costa Rica has, they'll make allies then. If it comes down to that, they'll make allies.
Okay, yeah, but still. Even if they make allies, you're still going to get bombed.
I mean.
You'd be raided quick.
Your island's going up.
That's just the problem with that small of a country. You have absolutely no say in the world.
Yeah.
You are a speck in the world.
Not going anywhere to, Europe. It's all fucking insane government there.
Dude, if you went to, Denmark, just lived out in the...
Okay, maybe.
It'd be phenomenal.
Out in
you
the
see
wilderness?
TikToks with, okay.
Dude, become a fisherman.
Is that Denmark? Or where is
it? I don't know exactly.
Those places where, it's like... Where would you want to take a trip
Oslo.
To?
Oslo. Like, Norway.
Norway.
That place is...
Yeah.
That sound was, I think, sound
See, like,
of
those places
summer.
Would be insane.
Yeah. Insane.
So peaceful.
Yeah, take a trip there.
But isolated, honestly. I don't know if I could live that isolated.
That'd be so peaceful, though.
Yeah, I could.
If you didn't see
my wife, bro.
I
I'd go in town and shit.
Yeah.
What if town was, 50 miles.
Honestly, if I had a couple friends that lived out there.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, no friends. Like, it's just your house for miles.
After a busy life, for sure.
No way I could do that.
No way. I'd go nuts, bro. I got to talk to people.
Well, yeah, well, I don't know what you do.
I'd go nuts.
Can't go farm. Can't go watch.
You'd be a busy guy.
You'd be a handyman. You can have TV in your house. What do you mean? You
can satellite in the middle of Denmark?
You will. Like, for sure.
Okay, say
you definitely could.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, for sure.
Say you could.
You can get, like, wire. Dude, they have, like, wireless routers now. You can definitely.
But in the middle of Denmark, what are you connecting to?
Everything's satellite.
But still, I go bonkers even if I could watch TV.
I mean, dude.
I just putz around.
Think about think about driving around in, like, valleys when you're going to Wisconsin. You can't even get reception. Well, so how would you get reception in the middle of Denmark?
Because I'm saying you can get a router. Your phone's completely different from a router that attracts satellite.
But I'm saying if you're 50 miles from your nearest neighbor, it's going to be pretty hard to attract a router satellite.
They're not 50 miles.
That's what he just said. The scenario.
He said 50 miles.
He said if you're 50 miles away from your neighbor.
That's really excessive.
50 miles ain't that far.
I live like...
It's like Minneapolis.
Seven.
A little past Minneapolis. Well,
Minneapolis is like 30 miles.
40.
It's over an hour drive to your house, and I think it's like 24 miles.
Yeah.
It's not an hour drive to my house.
From my house to Maple Lake.
To my house?
To Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's probably an
hour. Seven.
Probably. It's long enough. 24 miles to your house to Minneapolis.
No chances.
For sure. 20 to 30.
From 24 from your house?
It's 20-something from our house.
Yeah.
For sure.
You think so?
It's like 32 from our house or 28.
I'm pretty sure from Maple Lake, it would be like 40.
Shit. It's like 32.
You threw it out.
Just throwing out numbers.
Pulling them right out of my ass.
It's 25 miles to Maple Lake from right here.
So, probably 30. Mm. 40. 43.
Probably.
It is.
From here to your house.
43 miles.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
On your neck. Yeah, 24 to 27 to 32 to 35.
You're bound to get
43.
One at that.
Intuition kicked
in. Oh, my
God. Jeez.
You didn't have many options.
So, okay, so, but think about Colton's logic. Minneapolis and Maple Lake, that's your closest neighbor away.
Okay.
So, like, you're not hanging out with people. You're not, like, if you're going to town, it's going to be, like, a one day or a few weeks type thing. Like,
there's got to be something and stuff. For a job.
Dude, you're acting like we
need
3 hours away from town. That's only an hour. Your wife could go make a Costco run, go into town, 8 a.m.
Costco!
She's going to want to drive 2 hours of driving every single day to go get groceries?
I mean, I do. I go down to Eden Prairie. I'm going down there tomorrow.
Every day, 40. You go?
Yeah. That's why I don't like driving.
Not every day.
What? You do not go every day.
He just capped every single one of
those. To get groceries.
To work. Same
that's
thing.
Different.
That's work.
Bro. It's a job. We're talking about literally for your wife to go to the grocery store. You just said my wife could wake up at 8 a.m. and go there every day.
Of course she makes her.
What do you mean? I would go with her. I could putz around at the farmer's markets, talk to some friends, have some beer, some good old beer.
Yeah, your one conversation a week with friends.
So basically exactly what we said. You just said the opposite. Colton said no neighbors, just chilling by yourself, and you said, hey, I'll go find neighbors and chill with people.
Fuck yeah. You can still live out.
So then why not just live by people? If you're just going to go find neighbors.
After a busy life, I'll take that. With my kids, my wife, sure.
If my parents raised me out there, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
No social life. You'd be
awkward. You'd be a brick.
Could be,
going to college, you'd be an
idiot. Yeah, that'd be tough.
Moron.
You'd be
honestly,
so
I don't think it's true at all. Some homeschoolers are the smartest kids.
He only said that because he was homeschooled 1 year.
Think about your
actually
life.
Used to get through school, and they would finish all their schooling, like back in like 1940s and 50s. They would get through all their school in like 8 years.
Yes. Do you know what education was like in the 40s? Or in the 2020s.
I mean, that's also logic. I mean, you don't have to walk places to go to different classes. You don't have different classes. You can sit down and do all your homework in half the amount of time. Yeah. That's logic.
And then people learn how to do other stuff too, like work. Do real work.
Yes, like iron work in the 40s, like you said.
This brings us back to one of our old podcasts when we had an argument about Tyler hating the education system.
Replay.
That was like this one of the first like 5 podcasts.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Tyler said,
Loki, yeah.
They put us in square classes. And I said, what do you want? Circles?
Yeah. And it's set up just like a prison. You just miss, like, you have bells, you get one lunch, you have a lunch break. It's just like prison.
That's how your job is, too, Loki.
Yeah, that's
not going to be my job.
That is your job right now.
You're in a square room plumbing. No. You get a lunch break.
I mean, that's
not at all true, bro.
A square house. You're in a square house.
That's everything about life unless you own your own business.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Okay. I'm just saying, if you don't own your own business,
right
that's
now,
exactly what your life
right
is.
Right now, I wouldn't even say I'm in a square box. I'm in completely different buildings that are in different shape. I'm outside doing underground.
You're still in, like, boxes, technically.
But, like, you're still on the clock. You still can't leave and tell them exact time.
You still got lunch break.
You have lunch break. You can't be sitting on your phone doing nothing.
You're right.
Like, you're controlled.
The box is a pretty common shape throughout life.
not pretty box. Horrible. It's not going to be in that box, honestly.
You haven't been in the box.
Yeah, I'm damn proud of that.
Oh my God.
I mean, technically, you've been in the box. You went to school.
Yeah, and you still go to school.
Yeah, but I don't know why you said that.
I meant mentally.
All right, I'll take that. Yeah.
Mentally, he's everywhere.
It's good. I'd rather be everywhere than nowhere.
No, I mean, I agree. I think having your own business would be by far the best setup in life. It doesn't always work out to be rich and have your own business. I mean, a lot of people can do it, but not everyone can, obviously. Otherwise, everyone would.
I mean, I'm gonna.
I mean, that's a good goal to have.
Self-employed is a move, for sure.
You definitely have to work hard, but I feel like you have to have a little bit of luck, too. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Not really.
No chance.
I mean, you need a little luck. Connections, I'd say.
If you just did.
Connections are different than luck.
By yourself.
It's kind of similar, though.
It's not about what you know. It's about who you know, really.
Yeah, but you got to be lucky. Similar. You got to be lucky.
That's building rapport.
Okay, like, but
I mean, everything's luck.
You have to be lucky to come across that.
Yeah, which I'm going to have that, too. You know, you just got to have that mindset. You got to have, like, manifest that stuff.
Network a little bit.
Like, if you were just by yourself, just working hard, it'd be tough.
I don't think so. A lot of people do
that. Might be easier.
With no connections.
Dude, my dad's
saying,
with no luck.
He's saying, like, by yourself, like, you just work your absolute hardest.
What are you talking about doing?
Dude, businesses are all networking.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it by yourself.
Yeah, you gotta get lucky.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Like, what do you pay for business?
Just any, like,
anything.
Entrepreneur.
Anything.
You do need some luck involved.
Like, say you never get the chance.
Plenty of self-employed millionaires that are.
But they have connections. You're saying they have no connections.
You have to get the chance.
I don't think
Jeff Bezos wasn't lucky at all.
I don't think cryptocurrency is connections. That's what you know.
That's a self-made business.
What? Wait.
Okay, you're right. Fuck.
Wait.
And second of all,
wait,
they for sure
are connected. What did you just say?
Yeah, that was bad.
That's not a business.
But
just let that disregard.
I mean, you could have a. Dude, there's plenty of self and just one-man bands, plumbers that do great.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying, but you have to get, like, a chance.
Yeah.
You need a chance from someone. You need to know someone.
You found the luck to buy a building. You
like
found
say,
the luck to do this.
Say you're a hard worker, but you just never got the right chance.
Yeah. Or you buy the wrong building that's not in a good location.
But you can change that with your mindset.
I mean, you can change the location of a building with your mindset?
You can change your luck, if you want to call it that.
Well, yeah,
you can create your reality.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. It's just if you're just doing hard work.
Yeah, he's saying there's just some luck.
But that's not realistic. Like,
I mean, no, it's not
really. Because someone will have
it.
You know,
it was just a scenario.
You're always gonna have a chance.
So what are you self-employed? You have no idea.
You just I wanted to do real estate. Real estate, then just move to.
I thought you were doing chiropractor.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm doing. Like I said earlier,
you're gonna be a chiropractor that does real estate.
No, I mean, maybe if that doesn't work.
He's doing chiropractic stuff. So you want to buy a house?
Why don't you just minor in, like, whatever field chiropractic?
You buy a house, I'll give you a free massage.
Well,
that'd be good.
You really can't minor. Chiropractic school is year round.
Is it?
Yeah. And it's like
you can minor in, like, kinesiology or something, though.
Yeah, I'm minoring in exercise science right now. Jeez.
Yeah.
Colton, are you still going to be an anesthesiologist?
God, no.
Oh, I thought you were
in a business school, man.
I thought you were. For some reason.
Optometry.
I wish I was an anesthesiologist.
You said you wanted to be that all of high school.
Yeah, yeah.
You did. You said my uncle. He's got the connection.
My uncle, 6 years old yesterday, wearing Gucci sunglasses.
Those are fake.
No, he's filthy. He's filthy.
You could definitely get connections. I don't know why you just don't go 3 more years for an anesthesiologist.
I didn't get into the nursing school.
Oh, you didn't?
But it's more than 3 years.
Yeah, it's got to be more than 3 years.
It's not 4 years.
Is it a doctorate degree or is it
it's like 8 or 10.
Yeah.
It's like 8 years of school, 2 years of residency.
Okay.
Which that'd be worth it at the end, but that'd be hell, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They're scary, bro. That job is.
Oh, yeah, you just kill someone.
Is that like.
I mean, you're not going to get sued, though. The doctor's insurance is the toughest.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be worried about getting sued. I worry about going home and telling my wife. Oh, how was your day at work?
Put too much.
Oh, I killed somebody.
Yeah,
it'd be fucked, bro. It'd be a stressful ass job. Same with doctor, like
surgeon.
Bro?
Surgeon, yeah.
Oh my
God.
Yeah, surgeon. Literally, you have a hand spasm.
Over time, though, I think you
come acquired to the like your
heart surgeon,
like your brain would be the worst. You literally touch the wrong nerve, instantly everything about them can change.
Mm-hmm. They could be paralyzed.
Yeah, they could not be able to see. They could not be able to
hear. Shout out to the surgeons.
Yep, for real.
Yeah, low key. I hope never I have to have my fucking brain touched or anything. Shit. That shit.
Oh, that would be terrifying, bro.
You won't?
Nope. So if you had like a...
if it's life or death.
Yeah.
A brain bleed and you're going to die in 10 seconds, you wouldn't take it?
I'm not. Well, yes, but I'm not going to get that.
What?
Well, if you had, you just take the death.
No, yeah, I'll obviously get surgery.
Okay. So that comment was got...
But I'm not going to get that.
I mean,
I mean, anything could happen.
No. You could literally be driving down the 100%. Road and be hit by a drunk driver and a metal piece goes into your brain.
Oh, okay, you're talking something. Okay, yeah.
I'm saying sure. Anything happens.
Okay, if it's like an accident.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm okay, saying like yeah, a okay. Freak
for
accident.
Sure,
whatever.
For sure.
You have to let
for
it.
Sure.
For sure. What can you?
What's your plan, Nick, for college? I feel like you switched it up, low-key.
I kind of did. Like I was trying to get into,
Carlson?
Yeah, but I don't know if I did.
Is that what you're at?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to do computer science somewhere.
Wait, so what? You're in business. You're not in business?
I wasn't in business last year.
Oh, I thought you were majoring in business.
I was going to try it. Okay. I probably will try it at some point.
Wait, what are you in?
Minor in business.
CLA.
What's that?
Right? Liberal arts.
Liberal arts.
Just like the general.
That's what I was in, yep.
I mean, yeah, you can still get a degree in anything.
Yeah. I mean, you can change it up whenever.
And yeah, you can still transfer to later.
Computer science is for sure what I'm going to try.
Yeah. But did you say you're going to major in business and then like...
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do.
Yeah, but
and
still...
And a minor in computer science because that's like a good on resumes, good on
yeah.
coming out for jobs, I guess.
Because you said it was like tough to get like a real job with that major, computer science.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything in the IT field right now is super, super hot.
Booming.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to get in? Yeah.
No, like... Oh, hard to get in, you said?
Or there's
no,
demand.
Like strong it's, demand. Yeah, yeah. Like, they're always finding a place, like a job.
For sure. There are so many job opportunities for IT out there.
Jim Freeland's, like, super good friends with my dad, and he's super high in, like, Medtronic. And he was saying that, like, right now, like, if you have, like, if you're super good with, like, IT stuff and you come fresh out of college and you have a good personality and can, like, talk to people, you'll be hired anywhere you want.
100%.
Really?
Like, yeah. He said, like, it's unreal how, like, IT specialized people are so, like, prioritized right now too, and like if you can literally just have a normal conversation and be an outgoing kid, they're gonna love you. Like if you're high in IT stuff, because you need IT stuff for literally every business in the entire world.
Yeah,
IT
that shit's actually kind of like fun. Like,
yeah, could you do you see yourself working at Medtronic maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe starting.
I'll see where. Oh, my
it's
dad.
Just like a business. I mean, like you can do IT anywhere.
I mean, my dad has connections, so I'll see.
Yeah,
play that out first. Because he's told me before, like, there's so many opportunities out there for
him. Yeah.
Nice.
But I don't know. I don't know if I'll do it long term, because I want to be self-employed at some point. Fuck, bro.
Yeah,
for
sure,
you
bro.
Know, like, 100%.
I'm not waiting, bro.
You literally, you pick your own schedule.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to make my own schedule and shit.
Bro, I'm telling you, get into, like, real estate and just own houses and
shit. Real estate's all right, yeah.
Then you can do whatever you want. If you have enough passive income.
For sure.
There are so many opportunities out there for business.
You can literally put your mortgage... You can put a payment down, whatever, rent it out, and bump up the rent, whatever, to cover your mortgage and just have that money.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so low-key, though, I find it interesting you're going into real estate when you're saying that in 8 years we'll have the biggest economy collapse.
No, not 8 years.
No, right now. That's why I'm
6 months.
That's why I'm going into it.
So you said 6 to 8 years in the beginning, didn't you?
No, I said 6 months.
To a year.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh. Well, that's, like, they would be at a huge decline right now, wouldn't it?
No. We're still going. Honestly, but they've been saying, like, economy's going to collapse for a year, but people are saying
economy's at like 150%.
But people are saying there's no, like, it's just
tough. I mean, it's definitely going to go down, but the biggest of all time, but I would
not
think
biggest of all time,
right
said
now.
Bigger than 2008, like much, about a lifetime.
So why are you getting into real estate?
So I can learn how to do that then once the market goes down, I'm picking up houses.
What if it doesn't go up for a while, though?
What if it stays down?
It will. The market always goes up, back up, always.
I feel like you're contradicting yourself right here a little bit from your earlier conversation.
Bro, the market's going to crash, but it goes back up at some point.
We just went
at
full
some
circle.
Point,
but you just said we couldn't cut off all ties with China, so there's no signs, and you're
if
saying
that's the case, then
anything,
I guess I shouldn't. Then I'll switch back to exercise science.
Full circle.
Full circle, yep.
What do we have for time?
Interesting.
Oh, Nick, I see you got a notification. Tinder.
Shit, I haven't been on that shit in a while.
40 minutes.
Yeah, but
honestly, not bad for our first podcast.
Like, kind of more of a chill podcast today.
Chill podcast.
Yeah, hopefully we at least try and stick to it.
Hopefully, I'll definitely try. I like doing podcasts. Hell yeah.
We could definitely have apartment nights and do the podcast. Yeah, hell yeah.
If anyone's trying to pop out to the apartment, let me know.
Yeah, for real.
Tyson, you coming?
Yeah, I'm sitting in your bed, naked.
Yeah. We're gonna fuck with you so much.
Hey, we can all tailgate at football games. Then we can have an after party after the game.
Are you buying? You're buying tickets. You got it right now.
You guys can give me student tickets, right?
Not for free.
Yeah, I mean,
how much though?
I don't know.
I mean, it's worth it though. If you're down there, I mean, yeah, bonkers.
Can you imagine?
No chance I'm going to every game.
It's not 500.
It's like $40, yeah.
First game.
$40. Is it $40?
I don't know.
No chance it's $40.
Maybe like 70, 60.
Every single game?
You're not a student.
Cheaper, no. It's got to be cheaper.
Yeah, it's $40, bro.
Like per game?
Yeah.
Probably. Wait, but you can't buy student tickets.
You can't, yeah. You're
we can get.
So yours will be
get them. Okay. Then I'll buy some.
Well, and too, we can find people with tickets that aren't going to the game for the weekend.
Just sneak you in, bro. Climb over the fence.
Yeah, right.
It's doable.
First weekend, though, they play Ohio State at home.
If we won,
no chance, but if we won, the city would be.
What weekend is that?
It's like September 2nd. It's like.
September 2nd?
It's like the week of move-in date.
Oh!
We move in Thursday. The game's that next Wednesday.
That's
Wednesday?
Oh.
Why is it Wednesday?
Oh!
First game of the year. I don't know.
Damn, I don't know if I'll be able to go.
What? School hasn't started yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine starts 26.
Isn't move in there.
Isn't that one move in?
23rd.
You'll be reading the syllabus on fucking game day, bro.
23rd to the 6th is a long time.
It's one week. 1.5 weeks.
So you won't be on the syllabus, though, dumbass. That'd be like one day.
What? I mean, yeah, but I was exaggerating. You'll be on unit fucking one, chapter four.
I don't do that shit in the fucking unit thing.
Ooh. You'll be learning how to hammer a fucking nail.
Or just buy a house.
Learn how to use a ruler.
What do you mean you don't have any homework?
It's just like hands-on stuff.
You don't even know if you're doing.
So that. What do you hands-on how? Like, oh, because you're it's in person.
It's like a shop you're in. Like you build many houses. I was just looking at the plan today. You learn how to like do concrete footings. Like
that's stairs. All you do.
Like, it's so much stuff. But there's so much stuff.
When are you?
Tyson's there's just a flashlight that was on the tree. That was weird as hell. Oh, must have been a car light, but I don't know. Space right there.
When are you deciding?
Well, I just gotta pay the application fee. Then
you haven't applied yet?
No, I got accepted. I emailed the guy, but I forgot to pay the application fees. They haven't just processed it fully.
So you are accepted, or you're?
Well, I don't know. In the email, he said you're going to be accepted. Just pay the process fee.
Okay.
Because he reviewed my application.
What are you going to do when your classes are all in person and Minneapolis passes that thing?
It's in Eden Prairie.
What if they shut down the roads?
So, but you'd move back to Maple Lake, though?
Yeah, and then I'll just drive to Eden Prairie.
Holy fuck.
Really? You'd move back to Maple Lake?
Yeah, I'd break the lease.
You couldn't. You
can't break the lease in Maple
Lake.
We already contracted.
I'd try suing them. Fiance.
You're not passing.
You
it's in
would
the contract.
Not sue them.
You wouldn't pass that.
I promise you cannot break the lease.
It's a community voted bill.
Shootings outside our apartment.
They'll just say our surveillance is good and we're safe in the apartment.
Locked in the apartment. The apartment's locked at all times. It's not their problem about outside the apartment. It's in the apartment. That's what's safe.
Fuck, you're right.
So you'd be
you're stuck, buddy.
You're stuck.
You are going to get shot.
No, I'm not. Jesus, Tyson.
I mean,
you have to leave every day to go to North End at the test. Not a high probability
at all. You don't
really. You don't think there's a high probability?
Then why are you worried?
I would say there's a high probability.
And if you're, I mean, I'm not gonna be walking around.
High
alone.
Probability we get shot, you guys. Not high probability.
High probability based on
when you have that mindset, though, you just gotta like. When
I mean,
you go
if Tyler
out,
keeps talking
your
in the streets like he
does, I'm getting thought about getting shot.
Put your white bubble around you, bro, and just create your reality.
The times I've thought about getting shot in my life. One in a billion. You guys would have like an actual slight chance.
I mean,
so it is a high probability. 100%. It's not 60%, but if it's even 1%, that's absolutely terrifying.
I had a dream last night. I got shot in the streets.
Yeah, I've had a dream before where I...
Oh, you guys are fucked.
You guys are fucked.
Dream,
bro?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The Minneapolis with Colton and my mom.
Oh, you guys are fucked.
Can I tell you?
Tell me.
My most vivid dream, I think I lived through death. Honestly. Like,
what?
I don't know how.
Just go. Just say it. Yep.
I was driving the city. Had the windows down. It was like my mom, me, and Colton. And two guys like walked up to my mom. Or no, one guy walked up to my mom's window. And we didn't see the other second guy. And like we all turned towards to our left. And then like I heard like a gun cock to my right. Then I looked to the right and there was just another guy sitting there. And he said like, give me all your shit. And like I was starting to give it to him. And then he did, I kind of like asked, like kind of hesitated. And like just put a bullet in my brain. Jesus and they, like pulled me out of the car. Holy and like shit. I was like, don't know how I heard what they were saying. Like
ever, my you mom can't experience death in a dream.
But I was fully dead. I don't know. Like I had to be dead. I mean, I was shocked.
Well, like in the dream, yeah.
In the dream,
just go.
And I just kept on going. It was like I was kind of lucid dreaming almost. Like I'm like, I know I'm in the dream, but like keep going. I just like heard them like saying, we need to like cut his guts out. Like we've been looking for this shit. Like
what?
He's been our, like on our track. And my mom just like, has, you have a gun to your head at like at that point too. It's fucking crazy. And I like live like I just heard them saying that. I could just hear my like brain bleeding out and shit.
Yeah, start
honestly, but defense. I'd definitely be way more scared about like nighttime, like when you guys go.
Yeah, I mean, we're not.
And we're gonna be we're walking gonna, at night.
We're not walking alone at night. I'm like that's one of our.
Well, what are you gonna do? Get a security guard to walk?
No, like,
yeah, I mean, there's a good chance I walk alone at night.
I'm sorry,
that's dumb.
Listen, I'm sorry.
Walking groups. I don't have a problem.
What is a group gonna do with a guy with a gun? That is literally gonna do nothing.
They're not. They're less likely to rob. But if two guys jump you with knives or just nothing, I'm sorry, but Nick, none of us are breaking that up.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah, down. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go one guy walking up to four of you with a gun. You guys are handing him your shit, and he's going on his way. And you're never gonna turn
out. I wouldn't.
With a gun to your
with
head.
Four no of chance. Us? I don't know.
No chance. No chance. I'm giving him shit.
You're taking. Yeah, you're taking any chance in the world.
You're absolutely killing
to,
one of
to
you.
Have
one of you is
a trigger pulled.
Hey,
than
yeah.
giving
Pride
him.
Pride is the devil. Pride is the devil. I'm not giving him shit. Bro.
Over your money, you guys are gonna let one of your friends die. That's horrible.
I will give them the underwear off my ass crack.
Yeah,
if they
that's
tell me to.
Fuck.
No, bro.
If they have a gun to you guys.
Heck no. Somebody.
Oh.
Featuring Luna.
What up, girl?
I'm sorry, but if you guys have a gun,
I know Tyler
head,
would beat their ass.
Stop.
CC. Tyler would kick the
CC,
shit out
listen
of
to this.
Honestly,
they
God
just
answer.
Said if four guys were walking home from the bar and a guy pulled up with a gun to their head saying, give me your stuff, they wouldn't give it to him and they would take the chance.
No chance. I would.
Really?
I try to get out of it.
I said, for sure, one of you is dead. For sure, one
I'd
of you.
I'd say if you're going to pull up.
There's a vulnerable moment if you're looking at the guy.
No, honestly.
No one is 100% stone cold in Minneapolis. The guy's going to be drunk as fuck or
you can tell. I'd look him. No, yeah. I'd
not do that.
I'd look in his eyes first and I'd see
if
he's bluffing.
They say this. A gun pulls to their head. They will shit their pants, throw their backpacks.
I don't know.
Take off their shoes.
What if you say.
Depends what I have on.
You say, no, I'm not giving you your shit. You push him. And he shoots a stray and kills your friend because you wouldn't
shoots
give him.
Shoots Nick in the face, and you have to live with that every day of your life because you wouldn't give him cash.
A max of.
How would you feel?
A max of maybe $250.
Bro, I can't wait till this happens. Did we just beat the shit
honestly,
out of
honestly, yeah. No. Honestly, I'm giving him it. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. I'm sorry.
I'm carrying two wallets. I'm going to bring two wallets when I go.
You
one
even
wallet.
Are you
I'm bringing two
one
wallets.
Guy.
Out.
Is important.
And, yeah. And just putting like my fake ID
sense,
and some
yeah.
cash.
With
literally,
a knife, you
it.
Can maybe argue it. Gun, no, there's no question. He is
I'm
absolutely
not,
killing one of you.
I don't trust anyone.
Before any
no
of you
way.
Can react, he's getting a bullet off in one of your heads.
Material is not worth a friend or your
no,
own life.
No, definitely not.
No chance.
Hey,
definitely.
I don't care if I had
$100,000
in my pocket. I'm not worth my
I
life.
Don't care.
In that case, I'd beat the shit out of him.
I mean,
and
I'm
keep
just saying.
The ground.
I'm just saying. Wouldn't risk mine or
Nick would join his
life.
Size and then say, "Let's split $100,000 50-50."
You walk yeah. out of this. Yeah.
Oh. But I will say, that would be so scary, bro. And for Nick getting in bar fights, Nick's going to have
it's
problems.
Dangerous.
Nick's
going to
have problems.
That's the problem right there. You got,
well, I'm not
I can't talking. Go out as much.
I'm not really not talking like at all on the streets.
Yeah, you said until you're drunk.
No, I'm not. Last year was completely different, bro. I'm actually not.
I mean, I usually don't.
I'm going to control that. I'm not, honestly not going to get too drunk when I have to walk the streets.
Honestly, bro.
I'm not.
I'm probably gonna.
It's gonna kind of ruin you guys' time.
No, I'll have a fun at the bar.
I mean, I probably won't just honestly go to the bar as much. Won't
yeah, no, that's what I was gonna say.
Well, like you still have to go to other people's apartments.
I mean,
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Be in your apartment every day.
I mean,
yeah.
I know when I'm gonna leave, and if I have to sleep there, I'll sleep there. If I'm that ham, I'm not walking around. I'm not walking around like absolutely.
So you're just
fun.
Gonna stay sober the night. Chill
no,
out,
you can definitely have a good buzz, bro, and not be like
yeah, fun, but
yeah.
you won't be getting
for
drunk.
Sure. But. Contrary to everything I'm saying.
you just said I'm not walking the streets if I'm drunk. I'm saying you're gonna walk the streets when you're drunk.
I'll bet you $1 million.
You will.
I'll put every dollar I ever earned in my entire life that you walk the street.
I'd bet some money.
In 365 days, you won't walk the street drunk once.
Yeah.
There's a difference between drunk and being, like, sloppy and, like...
I'm not going to walk the street drunk. I'm only going to do it when
like
I'm sober.
With a small... Well, I said with a small buzz. I said I know... I
yeah, drink small buzz. Small buzz. I mean, that's what you said.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll know when to stop drinking at the apartment.
What's your plan for the summer? Are you going to live there in the summer?
No.
Really?
Maybe a little bit on weekends. Definitely working.
I was thinking about it and honestly probably will.
You will? I'll have to make a decision on that.
Because at first I thought...
What do you do for a job?
Probably get an internship. I mean, I got to start soon.
But how are you going to make money then for the college?
Internship.
Wait, like a...
Like that's what I don't understand.
Yeah, internships.
I think there are paid
internships. Yeah, some
there are, sure. But like, where are you going to get an internship that pays you good money?
Yeah. Otherwise, I'll do an internship and then like get a job. You know, like find an internship that's maybe like 2 days a week.
Because you're basically a junior this year too.
Yeah. You're so I mean, I gotta start looking. Yeah, I'll have to work a lot.
Well, so where are you funding the money for the apartment? Because you're like, you say you're broke right now. Do you have money saved?
Well, yeah. Every paycheck I take, like. Almost all of my money and put it in a
set. So how much do you have saved up?
Well, I've gotten like, what, 4 paychecks, and I get paid Friday, and then, so I'll have 5 months by the end of this week.
Like, what was that money-wise? Like,
$700 a month times 5, $3,500.
Probably $3,800, but...
Yeah, take a little extra sometimes.
So you're still going to have to make a huge chunk of cash, though, to pay off the apartment.
Wait, you make $700 a month?
No, I make more. No. Every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I paid 4 or 5 months.
But where are you gonna get the? Because you still have a huge chunk of money. That you
By the end of summer, I'll probably have 7 months worth. So I'll need 5 months more.
But also,
I'll have a job.
Food and like alcohol.
Yeah.
So I just totaled everything last night. I put $150 a week. Does that seem reasonable?
On what?
Like just a week for like groceries, bar, whatever.
That's probably reasonable.
I mean, with your amount, yeah, that's reasonable.
Or just 100.
7 days. I'm trying to think.
That's
how much you spend. How much you guys spend?
Well, I spend more, but like, I eat out and eat too much.
I'm not gonna eat out.
But you eat healthy and like.
It'll be 100 plus.
It'll be like grocery. $80-$90 if I go every week.
I would say
if I go every 2 weeks, it'll be $200.
This summer, I've been doing like $100.
If you actually limit yourself in drinking, it probably won't be that much. It'll probably be around 150, but like. Usually you spend more.
Yeah.
My parents said too that a shot every time you go to the bar.
Oh yeah. Well, my tabs were just like $25-$30 always.
Yeah, they would go like 2 times a week. Wouldn't you guys?
Yeah, but we'll definitely not. No. Like once a week max. Once a week max. Mate.
Not you, bro. Not you.
You're gonna go.
Yeah, me.
Not with our own apartment.
For sure, bro. You're gonna be like on Wednesday, Thursday.
I'll probably go out once or twice a week.
I have a class Thursday.
Yeah,
I
have class
Thursday. I think you guys will end up going twice a week.
I
can afford it, no chance. Swear. I mean, my parents said they'll like help with food, like they might like do the meal prep.
You will for sure. Maybe not him. You for sure will
eat twice. Eat out twice a week?
No, go to the bar.
You will.
Not twice a week, bro.
Twice is not that much. You guys were going twice a week.
Yeah, you know, we were going 4, bro. Yeah,
way more.
We were going like 3 or 4.
Yeah, exactly. You go twice a week.
But think about
like Wednesday night,
you aren't gonna have people over at your house or like a party thing. You're gonna just be like, hey, let's go to the bar and get a drink.
Yeah,
that's how you think about like Brecken and Matt and them though. They went to the bar like twice a month.
Completely different personalities than you guys. No. You are a bar guy.
That's I'm a bar fiend.
Like a small party guy, like his own apartment. Yeah. You are a bar guy.
I fucking love it.
We're gonna
a good
find
bar.
People as well.
Peyton, bar guy.
Peyton loves the bar.
Yeah. I guys like I get sloshed.
Logan loves the bar.
Oh, yeah. Logan.
Two times a week, easy.
Not me.
I probably will.
I can't.
Maybe.
I literally can't.
He will. He'll get raked into it a lot of times.
Maybe. At first, I'll be like, nah. He'll say with
Tyler. He'll be like, yeah, I'm not going. And then Coleman will be like, bro, it's gonna be lit. Like.
I'll see something I like, whether it's a lady.
Classic.
I don't know.
This classic is.
I have class Friday morning.
I used to text him, oh, that's the nice thing. I don't have Friday classes. But I always text Nick. I mean, Peyton, going to the bar in 5. He texts us, I don't know, man. But he's like, how long will you guys be there? And he shows up like 20 minutes after we got in. He's doing Zoom calls at Sal's.
I was doing Zoom calls at Sal's, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Classic.
Hey, Nick, I wasn't drinking that day.
Nick's like, oh yeah, just got back from Walmart with a bunch of guys. We were buying PS5s. Just random ass dudes he hopped in the car with.
Can't be doing that this year.
They were so thug.
Oh, yeah, they had a private jet, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah, we've been in like 4 fights out of the U.
Not me, man. I did not get in those.
Yeah, well, you're a bitch.
Well, bro.
Smart. Yeah. Call me a bitch, but it's smart.
Yeah. Well, okay. Most fights yeah, I get in is because like for example, this kid flicked Tyson. He flicked me out first, then he flicked Tyson.
That's different.
Do not do it, brother. I'm like, don't do
realistically,
it.
Realistically, we feel all the situations.
If you're bickering with college kids, the only
one
I
was a little scared about was the one at the pizza place with Jaden.
Oh, yeah.
But that wasn't even like us trying to pick a fight.
We were trying to de-escalate.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't even talk at all. Don't even try and reason with them, because...
Tyler almost had a shit rocked by a dude.
Dude, I would have rocked him up. Oh my god.
On the corner.
That was funniest.
I would have
rocked. That was the funniest. If
that spit would have landed on him, I'm not kidding. I'm swinging. That's the most. Anyone spits on me, I don't care.
You think you're swinging right away?
For sure.
What if you're going to jail?
I'm not going
to jail. You want to go to jail for a punch?
If they're calling the cops, I'm walking back.
What if he falls on his head?
He was plastered. He's not.
What if he. Okay, he's drunk. You punch him, falls on his head, dead. Just like corner bar.
Yep.
You're going to jail for manslaughter.
You are.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why, like.
It's not worth it anymore.
MMA people that are like actually trained can't fight because like their hands are like legalized weapons, and if they hurt someone severely, they are in so much trouble.
Is that like factual?
Yeah,
but if 100%, you get so much trouble.
You know, I mean, yeah, maybe on self defense you can get away with it, but you can't like pick bar fights.
Yeah,
I mean, I've never
like if Conor McGregor was going to the bar and he just knocked the fuck out of someone for no reason, he would get in so much trouble.
Conor talking shit to this dude. Oh my god.
But I mean, the guy I knew in South Dakota fought MMA. Well, not MMA. Yeah, MMA, not UFC. And he got in bar fights all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he never got in any serious legal trouble. He finally did because he shoved a cop.
He got in legal trouble.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. But, he got in bar fights all the time.
You can't fight anymore. Too many videos.
You're right. That's exactly what my dad said.
Back in the day, knock his ass out, but...
It's
not worth it
anymore.
It's
so different now. Even, like, legally, like...
Yeah, you're fucked.
Last, like, 20 years ago, even, you could get in fights all the time, just, like, it would just, like, go on.
Yeah, carry a bike.
I think one bar fight would you have to in your life, though.
Not just a bar
not
fight.
Not
now. A brawl. Like...
A brawl.
Half the bar versus the other half of the bar.
You're right. Like, your guys versus their guys.
Yeah.
Like, even if you map it, ball
be one bar fight in your life.
Literally 40v40 in the bar. That would be insane.
You gotta get in one bar fight in your life. I mean, that's just like... I think that's a must.
Maybe when I'm, like, 26 in my bachelor party or something.
When you're, like, ripped and you're fucking huge. Yeah.
Right now, nah. I'd lose.
Nah, depends who the person is. Like, the one guy that was flicking me and Nick off, he was a fucking...
Oh, dude. He would have died.
He was fucking, what is he, like, 5 foot
We were laughing at him. We were straight up laughing at him.
Hammered. He was stumbling.
Yep.
We would have killed
him. Kept coming over. We're like, oh, he's coming over.
And that's another thing. Realistically, we're always in groups, so if someone really did want to fight, they better have a group, because... Like, that kid that was going to fight Tyler, Mo said he would have jumped in and beat his ass.
Bro, Brecken and Gabe and all those kids were ready. Like, no. Joey Bennett was just...
Wasn't Brecken against you?
No. I said, hey, Brecken was against you, for sure.
In the streets, he was against you. Yeah, but
low key, I told Mo though, I would have seen how it played out before I jumped in. Like, I would have wanted to see if you were getting your ass whooped. Obviously, I'm jumping in. But if you're fighting the kid, I'm not just gonna like jump into six guys.
Yeah,
and
you got to go one on one.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Mo. Mo said he would jump on for sure. I said nah, bro.
Yeah, you got to see it play it out. Yeah,
but if he was like on top, you just pump.
Yeah, just whooping Tyler's ass. Obviously, we're gonna jump in and help. But like, if Tyler's
I don't think that kid
holding
would.
His own.
Tyler, would you have jumped in?
Tyler's piss bombing.
Curb stomp.
That dude was hammered. That dude was hammered. I wasn't that drunk. I was drinking.
Yo, you were.
Yeah, that's. I wasn't there.
Falling over.
You guys ditched me.
He flexed on Tyler. He said, "Come on."
Yeah.
He flexed on him.
Yeah. Flex.
Yeah, he was flexing his muscles.
Like, dude was a complete.
He was saying he'd kick Tyler's ass.
Out of nowhere, shoved me and said I stole his beer. I was like, "Bro, chill the fuck out." And then he's like,
"I was right there." Well, it was so
he shoved me. I'm like, dude, you don't tell. Like, I said,
and you
like,
know
don't,
who
don't
I think stole his
dad,
beer? Alex Pearson and Gary
Tyler. Nice.
Yeah, cuss. No, I had the same exact beer in my backpack. I was holding.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Yeah, I had.
No, but the tall boy version. That's why I
didn't have drink a tall boy. I didn't drink a tall boy.
Pearson, you had the tall boy in your hand. Pearson gave you. Listen. I remember this exact story. Pearson literally said, "Tyler, you want a tall boy?" You said, "Hell yeah." He gave you one. You were drinking it.
That was like right away when I got there.
Dude, I was right there watching this entire thing.
He said,
"You have a tall boy. Nobody else here has tall boys."
Oh, yeah, I did come in
he
late.
100% had a tall boy.
That was
yes.
back in the courtyard.
It's because Pearson gave it to him, and Pearson grabbed it out of his backpack. And what I'm saying is I think Pearson probably saw him on the ground, put two in his backpack, and then just walked away. And then later, he gave it to Tyler, and then Tyler got cussed.
Yeah. Pearson.
I swore I had my own McGolden.
Not tall boys.
Not tall boys.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
now
you
I
did.
Remember
100%
it.
I remember you had a tall boy. Because that's why they were spazzing, because they had a thing of tall boys, and they were so mad.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has tall boys except us.
We've got to be at an hour.
Damn, so you stole from them.
No, he didn't. That's not stealing. I mean, Pearson stole and then gave it to Tyler. But I mean, that's my name for sure. Maybe Pearson brought Tall Boys. I don't know.
Not that he said he did.
Right. Perfect timing, yeah.
Hey, let's keep you going a little bit. Yeah, it's pretty chill. All right. Another like 20 minutes, 15 minutes.